Quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Welcome back to In Focus on this Friday. Brady Bowman with you, and I'm here with RCPD Director Brad Schoen, and we just got about 4 minutes left in the program in the hour, so wanted to get to a couple other things with the director, including maybe an update on the RCPD shooting range. I know that's something that's been quite a long process, and we haven't heard an update on that in a while, so I guess what's new on that front?
What a coincidence. You asked me, and we happen to have an update. How's that? That works out.
Works out great. Perfect.
Right. So here's the deal. Yeah, it has been a long project. I know that myself, I've been talking with the Board of County Commissioners about it because, well, for years, several years. And the reason I talk with the BOCC about it is that it's a facilities issue, and by statute, once the law board determines that there's a facilities need, it's forwarded to the county because the county is responsible, again, by statute, to provide facilities for the police department. that being said, the range we're currently at, the lease on it expires in 2019, so obviously we're going to need to replace it. And negotiations with the existing landowner as far as, you know, renewing just weren't working out. Eventually, the county commission works with Fort Riley. This is kind of the redacted history behind it, I guess, and works out an arrangement whereby we can locate a new range on Fort Riley. So that's all good news, but that's just the first decision, the first hurdle you have to get over to get a new operational range. Now come all the nuts and bolts. Who's going to install it? What do you need to set it up? Determining what wants are and what needs are. How big does it need to be? What kind of targeting system are you going to have, or do you need berms? I mean, there's just a ton of work to do when it comes to that. So Captain Hooper down at the police department's been working with county staff, Leon Hobson, and we now feel we've got a pretty good handle on, you know, all the stuff we need to do out there, and we've got a pretty good handle by virtue of Leon's work on what it's going to cost. Now it's just, okay, who pays for what? Is there anything out there that's not facilities that the PD needs to pay? We've kind of come to an agreement on those things. And just this week, myself, the assistant director, and Captain Hooper had a meeting with some of the county staff where we talked about the money into things. And it appears that the opinion of county staff is that there are sufficient funds to be able to do this as long as the PD picks up those things which aren't facilities issues. And we were prepared to do that. In fact, have been planning to do that all along. So it's looking good. the timeline is getting a little tighter than I would prefer. We basically got one spring-summer season left to get the construction done. That would be 2018 before we have to be off the old one in 2019. There is the spring of 2019, of course, but I don't think anybody involved in the planning wants to see the actual construction wait until then, because one of the worst things you can do is just try to rush it all in at the last minute because you have to get it done before a deadline. So I'm cautiously optimistic. It looks like things are going well, and we should be out there on time.
All right, very good. RCPD Director Brad Schoen, thanks so much for coming in. Thanks so much to all our guests, including Lindsay Wise from the KC Star, for updating us on the Brownback nomination. Of course, all this is on demand on our website at newsradiokman.com. Happy weekend.
All right, Brady, thank you much. Good job this morning. Coming up next, the Clark Howard Show, followed by Rush Limbaugh. Then Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon. We got Manhattan High basketball. Start with the girls, join the guys in progress. Guys game in its entirety will be online at newsradiokman.com. I'm Dave Lewis. I'll see you back here Monday on KMAN. Have a great weekend and go Cats.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice,